All right, we're starting here on the bottom of Mem Vav Bet. The Gemara here is continuing to discuss the Sfeika Diyoma of Shmini Atzeret. And over here, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmei Derav. Shmini Safek Shvi'i, Shmini Atzeret in Chutz Laaretz, which is also a Safek Shvi'i, Shvi'i L'Sukah, U'Shmini L'Bracha. That Sukah has a din like Shvi'i, and the Bracha has a din like Shmini Atzeret. V'Yochan Amar Shmini L'Zeh L'Zeh. That it has a dinner shmini atzeret for both of these items. Now the Gemara is going to explain these two opinions. There is no machloket here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as to the fact that you need to sit in the sukkah on shmini atzeret. Ki plige levruchet. Their only machloket revolves around whether you make a brocha on that yeshivat sukkah on the 8th day. Kimando amar shvi l'sukkah. One who says that it's like the 7th day for sukkah, bruchei nami mevarchina. Not only do you sit in the sukkah, you also make a bruch on the sukkah. Kimando amar shmini l'zeh l'zeh, the Rabbi Yochanan who says that it's shmini atzeret for both of them, bruchei lo mevarchina. He doesn't make a bruch on the sukkah, even though he has to sit on the sukkah on shmini atzeret in chutz laretz. Amar Rav Yosef, nakut, the Rabbi Yochanan biyadcha. You should focus on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Rav Huna bar Bizna, v'chol gedolei ador. Rav Huna bar Bizna, all of the Gedolim Ador, Iklu b'suga b'shmini. They came and sat on a sukkah on the 8th day, Safek Shvi'i, which was a Safek Shvi'i, meaning they were in Chutz Laaretz. Meitiv Abiyot ve'ibruchei lo b'richei. They sat in the sukkah, but they did not make a bracha, upholding that position of Rabbi Yochanan that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. You just don't make a bracha on the sukkah, l'shei b'sukkah. Medil Masvirlu, Kamanda Amar, Kemin Shebirech, Yom Tov Rishon, Shuv Einu Mivarech. Maybe they believe, like the opinion that we saw in yesterday's daf, that once you made the bracha on the sukkah, you're yotzei for the whole sukkot. One bracha for the entire sukkot. So Gemara says, Gmiri demi afar atu. We have a mesora that they came from the meadows. The way Rashi explains it, Lamadati mirabutai, shein ba'u min hafar, shebehemotem rotsham. They came from the meadows where their animals were grazing. V'lo yeshvu b'sukkah goyimei achag. And they hadn't sat in the sukkah the entirety of sukkot. And this was their first time in the sukkah. So if the reason not to make the bracha had to do with that they already made a bracha on the sukkah, that's not true, because they hadn't sat in the sukkah yet. This was their first time in the sukkah. Must be, the only reason they didn't make a bracha was because it was Shmini Atzeret. And in Mesafek Shvi, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Tosafot asks about this. How is it possible that they didn't sit in the sukkah the whole chag? Weren't they out in the fields being ro'eh? Weren't they grazing their animals out in the fields? And we learned earlier in the Masechta that sukkat ro'im is a good enough sukkah to sit in terms of sukkah. Don't they have at least a sukkah ro'im out there? So Tosafot says it must be that it's a case where they had no sukkah ro'im out there. It's a very difficult Gemara to suggest that they didn't sit in the sukkah for the entirety of the duration of Sukkot. The Achronim have numerous different opinions about how to resolve this issue that the Chachamim or the Gedolei Ador were not sitting in the sukkah for those 7 days. Some suggest it was during a Zman of Gzeirat Malchut, was a time of persecution when they weren't able to sit in the sukkah, and therefore they had to leave the area to go out into the fields in order to avoid persecution, and then only in Shmini Atzeret were they able to come back in. Others make a suggestion that they went into the fields in order to avoid the problem of Yom Tov Sheni, because if you know B'Gvia D'Yarcha and you're not in a place where anybody knows you, and you know about B'Gvia D'Yarcha, you're allowed to keep 1 day. So they only kept 1 day then. And when they came back in, they had to keep 2 days like everybody else. So their bracha only was chal for the entirety of the 7 days of Sukkot, because then they kept 1 day of Yom Tov first. But now when they came to Shmini, it wouldn't have been applicable to them because they didn't keep 2 days of Yom Tov in the first place. Whereas if you kept 2 days of Yom Tov in the first place, you would have made a bracha again on the second day, and that would have carried you all the way through Shmini Atzeret. So again, the Achronim toy with different ideas of how to explain this case. But in the end, the Gemara concludes that it was not a case where they made the bracha in the beginning and it covered them on Shmini Atzeret. It was about Shmini Atzeret itself. And on Shmini Atzeret itself, they sat in the sukkah and did not make a bracha. Gemara says, Ika d'amrei. There's another version here of the Lashon. Bruchei kuliyama lo pligei d'lo mevarchinan. Everybody agrees that you do not make a bracha. Ki pligei the meitav. The machloke between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav is whether you sit in the sukkah. The manda amar, the one who says that it's shvi'i the sukkah, said it's a shvi for sukkah, meitav yadvinan. Then you sit in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha. The manda amar shmini, the zelazem, meitav nama yadvinan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't even sit in the sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yosef nakut, the Rabbi Yochanan biyadcha. You should keep Rabbi Yochanan's position in mind. The mara de shmaito mani. Who's the author of this whole memra? It's Rabbi Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. He's the one who quoted from Rav. Ubishmini Safek Shvi Labar Misukah Yatvina. And I saw him. He sat outside the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret when it was a Safek Yom. Behilchata. The halacha is, here the Gemara is unequivocal about the halacha, which is Meitav Yatvina and Bruchei Lo Mevarchinan. We do sit in the sukkah, but we do not make a bracha on the sukkah. That means in Chutz La'aretz, the proper practice brought down the halacha is that you sit in the sukkah during Shmini Atzeret. You do not make a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch codifies this halacha. Ubechutz La'aretz ochlim b'sukkah b'layla ubayom. Ibneshu safek shvi'i on Shmini Atzeret. You eat in the sukkah day and night because it's a safek shvi'i. Ve'ein mevarchim ha'shivata. You don't make a bracha of leishei b'sukkah. Mekadshin v'amrim zman and you make kiddush. And you say Shachiyanu, which is the upcoming Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah goes even one step further. He says, "Mipnei shu savek shvi'i umitam ze harbei achronim mitzadadim." There are many achronim believe that tzarich gamkein lishon besukah, that you have to sleep in the sukkah. V'cheinu gamkein data gro, that even the gro believes that you have to sleep in the sukkah. V'yesh me'achronim shotvim shein kedai lishon besukah b'shmini atzeret lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. If you sleep in the sukkah night and day, because osel to kechol, because then you're making like a weekday. The bishlama gabi achila lo minkar by achila. It's not so clear that you're making it into a safek yom. Some people eat in their gazebo outside sometimes. Afilu shlo d'shem mitzvah. Mashen came b'sheina. Nobody sleeps in a sukkah unless it's mitzam mitzvata. Minag of olam lakel b'sheina. And the minag of the olam is not to sleep in a sukkah. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, according to those of Koronim who say you shouldn't sleep in the sukkah, they also agree if you're eating items that you don't normally have to make a leishev b'sukkah on, then you shouldn't go out to the sukkah in order to eat them. You should just eat your main meals in the sukkah, and that's it. Or things that you would otherwise be chayav to be in a sukkah for. He says there are those that are megillim to allow you to go in with peirot and other items into the sukkah, even though you're not going to make a bracha. He also mentions that on the night of Shmini Atzeret, you should wait until nightfall to make Shmini Atzeret, because otherwise you might run yourself into a bracha, a safek brachot, b'leshei b'sukkah, if it's whether it's the seventh day or the eighth day. But here, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah are posek l'halacha unequivocally that the din is that you sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeret in Chutz La'aretz, you just don't make a bracha. Tosafot over here addresses the issue of lo minkar milta that we just mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah about sleeping there, and that's the reason. B'lulav lo ratzu l'taken klal, they didn't take a lulav on the eighth day. Shidon olulav misafek defishu yom tov umukse litil tov. It's yom tov, and it would be otherwise mukse minkar ala milta. And it'll be very clear that you are doing it l'shem Sukkot minachol, and therefore you'll be treating Shmini Atzeret like Chol HaMoed instead of Shmini Atzeret. So we don't do anything that is mitnagei, that is directly opposed to the Kedushat HaYom Tov. Eating the Sukkah is a neutral type of activity, and therefore you can eat in the Sukkah, whether it's Shmini Atzeret or whether it's Sukkot, then doesn't really affect you. So we say go ahead and do that. Lulav, it's clearly Shayach to Sukkot, and if you do that on the eighth day, then you're Pogeya in the Kedushat Yom Tov of Yom HaShmini. So that we say don't do, and that's the same with Sheina, with sleeping in the Sukkah, as the Mishnah Berurah says. That also comes up with regards to counting the Sefirot Omer and not counting 2 days, because you'd then be Pogeya from the first day of Shavuot. If you're counting the 49th day as the first day of Shavuot, it wouldn't make sense. Others say it has to do with the fact that you can't count. Counting by itself inherently requires a definitive counting. You can't have a Safek counting. But because of that, the halacha is here in the Gemara. Normative halacha is to sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha. There are many minogim that developed neged the Gemara. It's clearly against the Gemara. And it has to do a little bit with what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that if it's so clear that when you sit in the sukkah, that it's in opposition to Yom Tov, then it'd be a problem. So when you live in very cold climates, nobody would eat outside in the sukkah unless they had to. So when you do that on Shmini Atzeret, it becomes obvious that you're doing it because of sukkah. And maybe because of that, people pulled away from doing that. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara does not indicate that that's an issue. And on top of that, the Ramah, the Gra, and the Chafetz Chaim, all who lived in very cold locations, all passed an halacha that the din is that you do eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. And especially in most places that Jews live in today, on Shmini Atzeret, it seems that it would be appropriate to sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha like the din of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, omrim zman b'shmini shel chag, v'en omrim zman b'shmini shel pesach. There's a difference between the last day of Yom Tov with regards to Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, where you do make a bracha of Shechiyanu, versus the last day of Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, where you do not make a bracha of Shechiyanu. From Rabbi Levi bar Chama, v'itayim Rami Chama bar Chanina, teida, shaychaluk b'gimel dvarim. There are three things that are different between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. B'sukkah, you only sit in the sukkah during Sukkot, you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Lulav, you only take the lulav during Sukkot, you don't take the lulav on Shmini Atzeret. B'nisuch HaMayim, you only perform Nisuch HaMayim during the 7 days of Sukkot, not on Shmini Atzeret. So it's really a different chag entirely. Ula Rabbi Yehuda damar beloga yamenaseko shmona. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, we're going to see this in the upcoming Mishnah, that you only put a log and you do it for all days with regards to Nisuch HaMayim. Then there are only two differences between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, which is Lulav and Sukkah, because Nisach HaMayim is performed according to Rabbi Yehuda on Shmini Atzeret, where it says, Yochi Shviyo Shel Pesach Nami. Shviyo Shel Pesach is also differentiated from the first day of Pesach. Harei Chaluk Ba'achilat Matzah. Then on the first day of Pesach, you have to eat Matzah. On Shviyo Shel Pesach, you do not have to eat Matzah. Damar Mar, Laila Rishona Chuva. On the first night of Pesach, you're obligated to eat Matzah. Migan Melech Rishut. From then onwards, it's optional. Optional here has a loose definition about optional. Number one is, according to many, including the Gra, there's a mitzvah kiyumit to eat matzah. In addition to that, anytime you want to be koveya suda, the only thing you can be koveya suda on is matzah. And that would force you to eat matzah anytime that you require a suda or lechem mishneh. Hachiyashto. Rashi says the two aren't comparable. Hata milayla chaluk miyom enu chaluk. Over there, from the night, it's different. From the day, it's not different. Over here, it's even different from the day. In that there's a difference between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, and that applies both to night and day. On the other hand, by Pesach, even the first day is different than the first night. The Chovat, the Matzah, is only on the first night. After that, there's no obligation with regards to Matzah, even on the daytime of Pesach. And therefore, when you say that Shvi is different than the first day, it's not different than the first. It's different than the first night, but so is the first day different than the first night. And therefore, you cannot make such a distinction between Shvi Shel Pesach and Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, as opposed to Sukkot, where you have items that really change between the days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. V'inamar, zechaluk mishalofanav, zechaluk mishalifneifanav. When it comes to Sukkot, it's actually the juxtaposition of the seventh day, meaning Hoshana Rabbah, to Shmini Atzeret. These dinim of Lulav, Sukkah, and Nisoch HaMayim are differentiated from the seventh day of Sukkot to the eighth day, to Shmini Atzeret. It's not just versus the first day of Sukkot. It's all the days of Sukkot have these items. And then on the eighth day, there's that differentiation. But on the other hand, by Pesach, the differentiation is only between the seventh day and the first day. That's way too far. Meaning the sixth day, fifth day, fourth day, they all look like the seventh day. So the seventh day is not readily differentiated in that way. It's only differentiated from the first day. By Sukkot, the korbanot musaf that are brought on Sukkot, on each day there's parim, multiple parim that are brought. It's in descending order, they start at 13 and go down. But each day there's multiple parim that are brought as a korbanot musaf. On the other hand, on Shmini Atzeret, the korban is par va'ayil u'shivak vasim. It's only one par, it's in the singular. So there's one par versus the days of Sukkot where there are multiple parim. So that's how Shmini Atzeret is distinct from Sukkot. Rav Nachman bar Yisrael amar hochakti beyom. When you look at Sukkot, all the Korbanei Musaf and Parshat Pinchas of the Sukkot, each one of the days subsequent to the first day says, Uvayom Hasheni, Uvayom Hashelishi, Uvayom Harivii, has a Vava Chibur that connects it to the previous day. Yet when you reach Shmini Atzeret, it says, Bayom Hashmini, it does not have a Vava Chibur, indicating that Bayom Hashmini stands alone or separate from the other days of Sukkot. Vashimar Hochaktiv Kimishpat, and over there, Hatam Ktiv Kimishpatam. Now, this is a little differentiated because it's not true that all 7 days of the Korbanei Musaf by Sukkot, it says Kimishpatam. It's only true on the seventh day. On the last day of Sukkot, it says, Uminchatam Viniskeim Laparim Lailim Vakazim Bim Misparam Kimishpatam. Patam has it in plural. Versus by Shmini Atzeret, it says Minchatam Viniskeim Lapar LaAyel VaLakvasim BeMisparam KaMishpat. Right, that's similar to what it says all the other days of Sukkot. But Rav Ashi's point is on the seventh day, it brings almost like a summary, and it says Misparam KaMishpatam in plural, as if to say this is the end of the line. KaMishpatam refers or references back to all the days of Sukkot until that point in time. That's why it's written in plural, as if to cut off whatever is afterwards. This is the summary. This is the conclusion of all those things of Sukkot, and that's why it says Kemishpatam. Then in Yom HaShmini, when it starts Mishpat again, that's as if it's a new series of Korbanot Musaf. Let us say that this is a proof to this position that Shmini Atzeret is an independent Chag and requires its own Shechiyanu, because we have a Braita that says, Aparim Eilim Vakvasim Makvim Zeh Zeh. When it comes to the Korbanei Musaf, the Parim Eilim Vakvasim, which make up the Korbanei Musaf, are Ma'akev et Zeh Zeh. On a single day, you need all those parim, elim, and kvasim that are shayach to that day, on that day. Every day, the parim move from 13 down to on Yom HaShvi'i, where there are shiva parim. Elim are 2 every day, and the kvasim b'nei shenar are basra every day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, parim ain makvim zeh zeh. When it comes to the parim, they're not ma'akev. Shrei mit ma'atim v'hochem, because you see that every day they change. So they can't be ma'akev, because the number changes each day. He says, wait, but don't we get to Shmini Atzeret where there's just one par, one ayo, and 7 kvasim? So they said to him, well, if that's your reasoning, then why don't you say the same thing with the elim and the kvasim? Because on Shemini Atzeret, the Eilim and Kvasim also drop. They go down from 2 Eilim during Sukkot to 1 Ayol on Shemini Atzeret. They go from 14 Kvasim down to 7 Kvasim on Shemini Atzeret. So even the Eilim and Kvasim change numbers in the end, so maybe they should not be Magav. He answers them, Amar Lahem, Shemini Regel B'fnei Atzmo. You can't compare to Shemini Atzeret. Comparing the Garmini Musaf to that of Shemini Atzeret is improper. You can't do that because Shemini Atzeret is an independent holiday. It has nothing to do with Sukkot. Just because they drop on Shemini Atzeret doesn't mean anything about Sukkot. That's like comparing them to Pesach where it drops down. Why should it matter? So it doesn't matter. But what do you see? You see that Shemini is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Kashem sheshivat yemei achag tunim kurban shir uvracha v'lina'a. Just like the 7 days of Sukkot have a requirement for number one, a kurban. Each day has a differentiated kurban in the korbanei ha-musaf, this shir, and each day has its own special shir shel yom, ubracha, and each day you say a bracha. The Gemara is going to discuss what that is. V'lina, and there's a requirement to stay overnight. Rashi over here explains that we learned that out from the psukim by the Kurban HaPesach and Parshat Re'eh, where it says, V'shalta v'achalta v'makom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha bo, ufanita v'boger v'alachta v'alecha. You get up in the morning and then you leave. You have to stay overnight. Now, obviously that's not the first morning afterwards, because that's Yom Tov the next morning. So since it's Yom Tov the next morning, you're not going to leave, because then you have to bring your chagigah and you have to bring your shalmei simcha. So that means you're going to stay until the morning of Chol HaMoed. But that means that you only have to stay through the second day of Yom Tov. You don't have to stay through the whole Pesach. So Rashi says that if you didn't bring your korban on the first day, then you would have to bring your korban chagiga throughout the Chag. And because of that, it makes it as if each day has the possibility of having lina. Tosafot over here discusses this issue of lina and when it comes up. And he raises the possibility that there is a requirement of lina for the entirety of Pesach. And the same thing by Sukkot. That the requirement of lina does not just apply to the first day of Yom Tov, but once you're there for the first day of Yom Tov, you have to stay for the duration through the entire Sukkot till the next morning. And the same thing till the last day of Sukkot till the next morning, which is obviously Shemini Atzeret, and it will come up here, and you have to have lina for Shemini Atzeret. But by Pesach also, you have to stay through the seventh day and only leave on the eighth day in the morning. So the Tosafot raises that possibility that there's a chiyuv lina throughout. Rashi just suggests that it's the possibility of lina exists on each of the days. So just like that's true by Sukkot, Ashmini Atzeret has the same thing. Number one, two, and korban, it has its own independent korban. Vishir, it has its own shir. Rashi over here says he doesn't know what the shir is. Though Rashi in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Masechet Sofrim, which Tosafot brings over here, that they used to say, Lamnatzeach al Ashminit, as the shir shel yom for Ashmini Atzeret. Ubracha, it has its own bracha, which we're going to see in a second what that means. And then Velina, and as a requirement of Lina, if you're there on the morning of Shemini Atzeret, the day of Shemini Atzeret, you have to stay overnight and not leave until the morning of the ninth day afterwards. So the Gemara says, my brocha. What's the brocha here that is true by the Shivat Yemei Sukkot? It's also true by Shemini Atzeret. Lavzman, isn't it Shechianu? Do you make Shechianu on the, just like you make Shechianu in Sukkot, so too you have to make Shechianu on Shemini Atzeret. The Gemara says, lo, birkat hamazon v'tfilah. It's Yalev Yovo. That in Yalev Yovo in Sukkot, you have to say, Yom Sukkot, Yom Chag HaSukkot Hazeh. Whereas on Shemini Atzeret, you say Yom Shemini Chag HaAtzeret Hazeh. So there's a differentiation in the description of the holiday itself. And that's what the bracha means. It says, Achinam Yistavah. That makes sense to explain it this way. If you think it's Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Miika, since when you make a Shechianu all 7 days of Sukkot? It says, Alokasha. That's not a problem. Dilo Borech Ha'idna Mevarech Lamachar. If you didn't make a Shechianu on the first day of Sukkot, you make it on the second day. You don't make it on the second day, you make it on the third day, all the way through the seventh day, because there's a need for Shechianu Zman on the Yom Tov itself, and that Zman comes anytime you're still engaged in the Yom Tov. So that's true. You can do it anytime during the 7 days, similar to what we explained before with regards to Lina, that Lina, if you didn't do it the first day, then you can do it on the next day or the day afterwards, where there's a requirement to do Chagiga on one of the days of Sukkot, and that will generate Lina on that day. So to hear by Zman, there's a possibility of Zman applying to any one of those days. Mar says, Mikom Akom Kos Vina, don't you have to do it ala Kos? Don't you have to have Yayin there to do the Zman? Lema Misaila Rav Nachman, maybe this helps Rav Nachman's opinion that we saw in Eruvin, which is Dama Rav Nachman, Zman Umro Afilu B'Shuk. Shechianu, you can say, even on the Shuk, there's no requirement to make Shechianu at the time of Yidush or ala Kos. You can say Zman anywhere. We do it then, because it makes sense to make Shechianu at that point in time. That's when we're Mekadesh the Yom, and we're about to engage in the mitzvah d'ayom, which is do a suda l'shem Yom Tov. So that's the perfect time to make a Shechianu. But not that it's necessary to do that. It also comes up in the issue of women lighting candles, and when they make their Shechianu, we've discussed this in the past, that if they light on Yom Tov itself, and not before Yom Tov, it may make more sense for them to have the Shechianu during Kiddush, and not to make the Shechianu at the time of lighting the candles. Mar says, Dimar Binan Kos, If you say it requires a cup, kol yom amika. Since when does a person have a cup of wine every day? Now Rashi says, not everybody's so wealthy that they have wine all the time available to him. Gemara says, demo yikole kos. So they'll bring him a kos and he'll do it. You would have thought maybe that it relates to Kiddush, but that's not what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says clearly it's associated with kos, because shira is ala yayin. That we only sing shira ala yayin, and since this is an inyan of simcha and shechianu, you need to do it ala yayin. So now the Gemara leaves that as not being a proof that you say shechianu on Shmini Atzeret, because we have a possibility of explaining it otherwise. The sover of Yehuda Shmini Ton Lina. Since when does Rabbi Yehuda believe that Shmini requires Shmini Atzeret requires Lina? That's what we just said before. The Rabbi Yehuda, it's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shmini Atzeret is a regal bifnei atzmo. One of the factors that showed that was that there's a separate requirement of Lina on Shmini Atzeret. Rabbi says, is that really true? Vatanya, don't we have a bright to Rabbi Yehuda Omer? Minan the Pesach Sheni Shein Ton Lina. How do you know that Pesach Sheni does not require Lina? Pesach Rishon does, but Pesach Sheni does not. Shneamar. Because it says, Ufanita baboker alachto lo alecha. That's the pasuk that we read before from the Korban of Pesach. But then right at subsequent to that pasuk, it says, Sheshid yamim tochal matzot. V'yom ha-shvi atzer l'shem l'checha lo tasem malacha. Uchtiv, Sheshid yamim tochal matzot. That juxtaposition teaches you, et shetoon shishat on lina. If you require 6 days after the first day, then you require lina. Et sheinu toon shishainu toon lina. If you don't require 6 days afterwards, you don't require lina. Limute mai. What does that come to exclude? That's another day. Shavuot, Shmini Atzeret, and Pesach Sheni are all single day holidays, so maybe they don't require Lina. Where it says, lo, limute Pesach Sheni dichvatei. It only comes to exclude Pesach Sheni, which is similar to the Pesach that's mentioned here. Hachanami Mistavro, that makes a lot of sense, because we see that Rabbi Yehuda requires Lina by Shavuot. Shavuot and Shmini Atzeret would require Lina. And we say, Achanami Mistava, that makes a lot of sense. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah that shows that Rabbi Yehuda believes there is Lina by Shavuot. That says, Abikurim Tohuin Karban, Bishir Utnufa V'lina. When you bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, whether you bring them on Shavuot, you bring them any other time. Number one, Tohuin Korban. They require a Korban. And that's based on the Parsha in Sefer Dvarim, which says, you bring up the Bikurim, and then it says, V'samachta b'cholato v'shenatan lecha Hashem l'kech u'leveitecha ata v'alibi v'agir sher b'yikerbecha. It says you have to be samachta b'cholato. And the Yushalmi darshins b'samachta b'cholato ain simcha l'shlamim. That means there's a korban shlamim needed, because there's only simcha to shlamim, or basar shlamim. V'shir nami, they also learn out shir because of b'cholato. V'ain simcha ila b'shir. There's only simcha through song, which would include yayin as well, based on what we just said before. And what is the shir that they say for that? Or mimcha Hashem ki dilitani. So here you have a requirement because of the word tov in the mikra bikurim. Number one, you need a korban. You need a korban shlamim along with it. Number two is you need shir. You have to have song along with it. Utnufa. You have to have a wave offering of the bikurim, which we'll see in a second. Vilina. And you're required to stay overnight. So we see here that even though it's a one-day holiday, Shavuot, or when you bring up the bikurim, it's only a one-day event, still you require lina. Man shlamai le damar tznufa. Who says that the bikurim require a wave offering? Rabbi Yehuda. Become our own lina. It's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And here you see in that Mishnah that you require lina. So Rabbi Yehuda does require lina by Shavuot. Tatani, Rabbi Yehuda omer, v'yenachto zutnufa. Yenachto means that you have to do a wave offering with it. Ata omer zutnufa. How do you know that it means to do a wave offering? Maybe it means to put it down. Oenu ela anacha mamash. Maybe it means to put it down literally. Shomer v'enicho ari anacha amur. The pasuk already told you earlier, v'inicho, to put it down. How many became v'anachto? What do I do with the extra word anacha to put it down again? That must be zutnufa. That is the wave offering. That's based in Parshat Bikurim. It says, uvata l'koin asher yeh b'amim ahim, v'amartei lov, higate yom l'shem l'kecha, ki bati al arts asher nishba Hashem l'abutenu l'teit lanu. Then, v'lakacha koin atena miyadecha, he takes the basket from your hands, v'inicho lifnei mizbach Hashem l'kecha, and he puts it down before the mizbeach. So that's the hinicho already. Then, the parsha continues, v'anita v'amarto el rami oved avi, and then it concludes with, v'ata hinei veiti reshit bri adamar shenatata li Hashem, v'inachto lifnei Hashem l'kecha, I'm going to put him down before Hashem, ishtachavita lifnei Hashem l'kecha, and then you bow down. So the hinachto over there, you already put it down. The Kohen already put the basket down. Why are you putting it down again? So Rabbi Yehuda says that second hinachto is not really putting it down. It means to do a wave offering with it. So Mara says, V'dimla Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe the author of that position is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not Rabbi Yehuda. D'tanya v'lakacha Kohen atena miyadecha. Yemid al bikurim shetunim tnufa. See, you require tnufa. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So now if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the author of that braita that we brought before, that the bikurim required tnufa, he can also be the author of the piece there that says lina. That means we have no proof that Rabbi Yehuda believes by Atzeret, by Shavuot that you require bina. Mar says, my time with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. No, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's reasoning is different. Ati yad yad mishlamim. He has a gzeira shav from shlamim. Tiva alchav lakacha kohen atena miyadecha. The kohen will take it from your hand. Tiva altam, and it says, by the shlamim, yadav tibienu et ishe Hashem, that your hands will bring the ishe Hashem. And the continuation of that pasuk is, lanifoto tnufa, to do it as a wave offering. So the yadayim by shlamim are compared to the yadayim over here. Just like the Yadayim HaShlamim include the wave offering, so too by the Bikurim. HaKetzad, how do you do a wave offering that includes both the Kohen and the Balim? Kohenim, Meneach Yado, Tachad Yad Balim, Amenif. The Balim put their hands either under the basket or under the Emurim and the Chazeh, the Shoka, and the Fats that have to be done in the Tnufa. And then the Kohen places his hands underneath the hands of the Balim. The way Rashi terms it is he literally puts his hands underneath the hands of the Balim. And the hands of the Balim are not really a Chatzitza because the eager Tnufa is done by the Balim. It's just the Kohen is assisting him in doing it together. On the other hand, Tosafot takes it much more literally and says there's an obligation both on the Kohen and the Balim to do it. So he says what happens here is that the Balim put their hands on the side of the basket and the Kohen puts his hands underneath the basket. And therefore they do the Tnufa together as if it's mitachat below, meaning not literally underneath the hands of the Balim, but below the hands of the Balim. The Balim are on the side and the Kohen is underneath the basket. And that's how they do the Tnufa together. So there's no Chatzitza between them. Though the Gemara in Sota that deals with the tnufa of the Minchat Sota, where the Kohen has to put his hands under the hands of the woman, and there the Gemara asks about how could it be that the Kohen's touching the woman's hands. So the Gemara has all different sorts of answers over there, but the Gemara seems to indicate that they're actually literally touching hands, and that would be a problem which supports the position of Rashi. Tosafot says maybe it's like I'm explaining, but there might be incidental contact, because one's holding on the side, one holding on the bottom, and they're doing this tnufa together, there's all likelihood there will be some sort of contact between them. But that is a machloket about exactly what this line in the Gemara means. So, my havi Allah, what's the din? Do you have to make Shechiyanu on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeret? Rav Nachman Omer, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag. Rav Nachman says you do make a Shechiyanu. Rav Sheshet Omer, Ein Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag. Rav Sheshet says you do not make a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeret. The Hilchata here in the Gemara concludes, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag. You do make a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeret. Tanya Kavoti, the Rav Nachman, we have a braita that supports Rav Nachman's position. Shmini regel bifnei atzmo linyan pazer kashev. Shmini is his own regel for the pazer kashev. This is an acronym for these items. Pei is pious. Pious is that during Sukkot, we're going to learn later on the Masechta, there were no lotteries amongst the Mishmarot HaKohanim. All the Mishmarot were there, and they went through a rotation in terms of bringing their korbanot and getting the skins and the benefit of being makriv those korbanot. On the other hand, when it comes to Shmini Atzeret, they go back to a pious. It goes to a lottery because it's only a single set of korbanot. And all the Mishmarot are there, so you do a lottery as to who gets it. Zayin is Zman Bifnei Atzmo, you make a Shechiyanu. So there's your answer to your question here. The Braita says you make a separate Shechiyanu as a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Then the Reish is Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Here Rashi says Regel Bifnei Atzmo means She'en Yoshvim B'Sukkah. It's an independent Regel, so you don't sit in the Sukkah. It's differentiated from Sukkot. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam explains Regel Bifnei Atzmo is the Inyan Shatun Lina, that requires lina to stay overnight, whereas the Rabbeinu Kanano explains that the regel is linyan shidchei avilut, that has the power to knock off avilut, and this is halacha we'll get to in Moed Katan, that if a person has niftar that they have to meet tabelam before the regel, then the 7 days of Sukkot count as a full 7 days, and so does Shmini Atzeret count as an additional 7 days. So if someone had a mate before the regel, they would sit shiva, and the regel would cut it off. That would cut it off and knock out 7 days of the count towards Shloshim. Then Sukkot itself would be another 7 days. And then Shmini Atzeret would be another 7 days. And it would be as if you covered 21 days of the Shloshim by the time you exit the regel by Shmini Atzeret. That's what he calls it, a regel b'pnei atzmo. So you have Rashi saying there's no Sukkah. You have Rabbeinu Tam saying that it requires Lina. And Rabbeinu Hanano saying that it is differentiated because it knocks off of Eilut. Kuf is Korban b'pnei atzmo. Rashi says Korban b'pnei atzmo, that it has a differentiated musaf than the remainder of Sukkot. Shin is shira bifnei atzmo, that they had their own shira. That's what we mentioned before, that on Shmini Atzeret, you have lematzeach ala shminit. Tosfot also adds the fact that during Sukkot, the shirim of the yom are only half prakim of Tehillim, whereas on Shmini Atzeret, you do a full perek of Tehillim. And the last one is bracha bifnei atzmo. It has its own bracha. Rashi over here brings two interpretations. One is, et yom ha-shmini chaga atzeret hazeh, that you differentiate it from Sukkot, and you don't say that it is Chag HaSukkot HaZeh, but rather Shmini Chag HaAtzeret HaZeh. That's the way Rashi brings number one. Number two is, he says that there's a Birkat HaMelech. You have to give a bracha to the king on the 8th day, and that's what's spoken about here in the bracha. Rabbeinu Tam believes that the bracha over here is like Rashi's first interpretation, that it refers to Yale V'Yovo, that it's differentiated in Birkat HaMazon and Tefillah, that you have a separate statement. The reason Rabbeinu Tam differentiates himself from Rashi is so that it matches with the previous Braita that we said before, that Shmini Atzeret has Korban, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. So they should match up and be the similar things. Bracha here should mean the same thing as Bracha there, where it meant Yale V'Yovo. Korban should mean the same thing as it means here, which is the Korbanei Musaf. And Shir should mean the same thing here as it did over there. And then Regel will mean Lina to match up that it also has Lina over here like it did back in that previous Braita. Okay, we'll stop over here.